Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You're listening to The Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. I'm Bridget Bergen. Brian's off today. Now that we've talked about how to vote, we're going to bring you an update from the campaign trail with WNYC's Gwen Hogan, who is out in Brooklyn to cover a major policy announcement from mayoral candidate Catherine Garcia, who just picked up a major endorsement. So I suspect Gwen is not out there alone. Gwen, can you hear me?
Yep. Good morning, Bridget.
Good morning. Can you tell us where you are specifically and what the scene is like there?
Yeah, I am outside the 9-0, the 90th precinct in Williamsburg. It's right on Broadway. I'm here. There's a crowd of reporters, I would say, about 10 to 12. We're waiting for Catherine Garcia to begin speaking. She's expected to talk about her gun violence prevention plan in just a few minutes.
So this New York Times endorsement could give the Garcia campaign a boost. Her poll numbers have not been great, but they say her ideas and experience make her a standout in this crowded field. She, of course, served as sanitation commissioner in the de Blasio administration and then took on several roles addressing critical issues facing city residents, from lead czar to COVID-19 food czar. But the New York Times doesn't have a great track record of late endorsing candidates who actually win. They picked Christine Quinn in 2013 and then Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar in 2020. What is the campaign saying, if anything, about the significance of this endorsement for Garcia?
They put out a statement last night, talking about how exciting this was for her campaign. They brought up the quote where the Times said, cut out the middleman, because we've heard on the campaign trail both Eric Adams and Andrew Yang, two of the front runners in the race, talking about how they would hire Catherine Garcia. I'm sure she's going to talk about this a little bit more, and we'll know a little bit more about how she's feeling about that endorsement. And I just would point out, right, you mentioned Christine Quinn. The more recent endorsement of Warren and Klobuchar, that was on a national scale. So I do think, while Christine Quinn, they didn't pick that winner, I think, this is our local New York Times, and I'm sure that it's going to change some opinions and perceptions about her.
Absolutely. And so you said she's going to be talking about her gun violence prevention plan this morning. Have they offered any preview of what her approach might look like?
Yeah, it's actually pretty similar to what has already been on her campaign website. Garcia talks about a plan to bring back this joint task force members of the federal government, the NYPD, local prosecutors. She wants to specifically increase the number or the dollars, the money that you can get in gun buybacks. Right now, the city offers $200. She wants to bump that up to $2,000. She wants to add more officers to the Gun Violence Suppression Division and increase patrols in neighborhoods that are hit the hardest by gun violence.
So this issue, obviously, of gun violence is really something that a lot of the candidates are talking about, particularly after that shooting in Times Square over the weekend. We heard first from Eric Adams shortly after the event, and then Sunday from Andrew Yang and Maya Wiley. Can you talk about some of the major differences in their proposed solutions?
Yeah, we're seeing sort of this fissure between more moderate candidates like Garcia, Yang, and Eric Adams, who, when they talk about responses to gun violence, they're mostly talking about improving policing and better policing and increasing policing. Then you have this sort of other bucket of more left-leaning candidates like Maya Wiley, Diane Morales, and Sean Donovan, who are talking about, they want to talk more about addressing the root causes and flooding funds to neighborhoods for other, supportive services. And then there's sort of a more middle bucket, I would say, like Ray McGuire sort of spoke to this when he went to Times Square. And even Scott Stringer, they're sort of talking about a combination of policing and, supportive services for neighborhoods that are seeing this spike in gun violence. But it was very interesting to see sort of multiple candidates head to Times Square. Eric Adams even returning a second time after Andrew Yang had been at Times Square to call out Andrew Yang for saying, now you're hosting something about gun violence when it happens, near your Hell's Kitchen home, which is something that Andrew Yang had mentioned in that press conference.
That's right. And certainly a sign that based on the limited public polling we have seen in this race, both Yang and Adams have been leading the pack in terms of who is the front runner, which is why there seems to be so much vitriol, I think, directed towards them and between them. These policy announcements, Gwen, and endorsements are building up to a really pretty critical moment this week. We've got the first mayoral debate. You have been out talking to voters. What's your sense of how tuned in people are to the contest so far?
Yeah, so I was out in Eastern Brooklyn. I was in Crown Heights and around Broadway Junction talking to voters. And some of my colleagues were in different parts of the city, in Jackson Heights and in the Bronx. And, you know, I noticed from the people that I talked to, and of course, this is unscientific, right? This is people who will stop their day to talk to you. So that's definitely a self-selecting pool. But, you know, definitely more awareness that there's a mayoral race. Mm-hmm. Even some people had heard of ranked choice voting this time around, which was, you know, I went out a month ago to a few different neighborhoods and like, it was very hard to find somebody who knew more than one candidate in the race, and pretty much nobody knew what ranked choice voting was. So wow. That, I think, is a really good sign. Also, you know, more people are tuning in. People that I talked to were like, yes, I'm aware there's a race. I still am not really sure who I'm voting for, but I'm definitely going to start paying attention in these last few weeks.
Well, for folks who want to hear these candidates side by side and really try to understand what differentiates them in terms of policy and demeanor, you can hear that debate live here on Thursday night on WNYC from 7 to 9. Brian, our own Brian Lehrer, is one of the moderators. I know I'll be listening. Gwen, I suspect you'll be listening. Is there anything specific you'll be listening for?
Yeah, well, I am definitely interested in hearing if and how the candidates press one another, specifically around gun violence. I think this has been so, you know, it's really come to the fore in the last few weeks. You know, how are the left, more left-leaning candidates who want to talk about root causes, are they going to confront the people who are really talking about policing solutions? What will that look like? I'm also interested to see, you know, with this momentum that Catherine Garcia has received, does she have a breakout moment? Does she have sort of something that sets her apart? Because I think she really needs to, you know, her name recognition is so low right now. Mm-hmm. So that could be an interesting opportunity for her. And then I'm also interested in seeing how the two frontrunners, Eric Adams and Andrew Yang, sort of, if they are kind of sharpening their knives at one another. We've seen Eric Adams kind of come out against Andrew Yang a number of times, and Andrew Yang, I haven't really seen him, or he's sort of like been a little bit more veiled about his criticism, but I think it'll be interesting to see how those two speak to one another in that forum as well.
And since I'll be listening to it, I'll chime in that I think we have seen these candidates run very different campaigns, and very different, the tone of their campaigns have been very different. And I think there's going to be something pretty stark about seeing them side by side, defining what this election's about. What does this election mean to voters? Is this a moment for hope and optimism and, you know, getting back to New York in its most celebratory sense, or is this a moment of dire urgency? And you know, to what extent is the impact of this tremendous loss that we have experienced, the thousands of people who are not with us to participate in this actual election, how much is that a part of the conversation? And so I'll be listening to hear how the candidates handle the way they're defining what this election is about. So I'm sure we'll be able to share some of our analysis with voters in the days following that. Gwen, just before we let you go, you are also following that crowded primary for Manhattan District Attorney. What's the big news out of that race this week?
Right. So last week was the first televised debate. This is a huge, important race that really has not been getting a lot of media coverage just because of everything else that's going on, and obviously a huge mayoral race. The debate really highlighted for me sort of a similar thing that we were just talking to, this tension between more left-leaning candidates who are really talking about decarceration and declining to prosecute, and then more centrist, more moderate candidates who are kind of running as more traditional prosecutors, you know, Tali Farhidi and Weinstein among them, who is, you know, is the biggest fundraiser in the race, who really were pressing candidates who were more to the left around issues of gun violence and hate crime specifically. After that debate, Alvin Bragg, who is a former federal prosecutor, he got the endorsement of Color of Change PAC. And I don't know if you've heard of them, but they have been funding and backing progressive DAs candidacies all across the country. I don't know if you've heard of Larry Krasner, but they were an early backer of his in Philadelphia. And they're going to actually be throwing $1 million into the race on Bragg's behalf. Which could, he was $1 million short as of the January filings of the front runner, the biggest fundraiser in the race, Tali. So that's definitely going to give him a leg up. And, you know, he's not the most left-leaning candidate in the race, but he has very firm policies around, you know, reforming the office and criminal justice reform and declining to prosecute and not holding people on cash bail for almost any offense, as well as, you know, management experience. And they sort of, the Color of Change and explaining their endorsement cited these two things as well. And the last thing they cited was, you know, his ties to Harlem. He's a lifelong Harlem resident.
That's great, Gwen. And certainly Rashad Robinson from Color of Change is a frequent guest on this show. So I think folks are familiar with that group. But thank you for that update. Lots more to talk about here, but we're going to have to leave it for now. That was WNYC's Gwen Hogan, who is in Brooklyn covering mayoral candidate Catherine Garcia today. And you'll be able to hear more from Garcia herself on this show tomorrow.